let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. The book, The Lost Dutchman Mine and Peg Leg Pete Mine by Harold Cohn, is the author's interpretation of the Peralta Stones, Facts, Fiction, and Lies. Yes, there are many lies about the Lost Dutchman Mine. The introduction to the book states only a fool searches for something that is not lost. The author is one of those fools, he says. In regards to the Peg Leg Pete, well, it's pure fiction. Harold quit high school in the 11th grade, spoke what he calls Philadelphia English, spent time in the Navy, serving aboard a landing ship tank in the Mekong Delta of the in South Vietnam, a combat veteran. After leaving the Navy, he attended Midway Adult School in San Diego to get his high school diploma. Well, he had to take an American history course and English as a language course. The English as language course was his gateway to writing. Years later, he enrolled at a junior college, taking writing courses in multiple genres, earning A's in poetry writing and articles writing. Harold has written articles for the Park Department newspaper, The Park Beat, one article entitled The Golden Onion, published in the Gold Prospector magazine. Years later, he would write the book, The El Monte History, and along with artist muralist Morna Mills, created the El Monte Oaks Museum. Harold Cohn back with us on the program, the author of The Lost Dutchman Mine and Peg Leg Pete Mine, also The Stone Spoke. Back with us, as I say, on This Week in America. Harold, a pleasure. So much more to talk about. Great to have you back with us on the program.
Great to be here.
I love the writing that you do, and I love your sense for getting outdoors and interpreting what you see in front of you. And let's go back to, I mentioned the El Monte Park history. I understand it was back then you were doing research and you really became interested in Native American life and history. Talk about that and why this fascination with this, and you do so well in presenting it to us.
Well, everything, the first thing I wrote was about this stone that I first saw pictographed. That's where they painted on the rocks.
Yes.
And I made a fool out of myself. I was out there in the desert with about 30 people, and we're looking at this rock, and the lady says, it's spiritual. And I said, fine, it's spiritual. And then the lady says, it's spiritual, and then it's, when fertility, that's the word, getting old.
Okay, yes.
Fertility. And I said, that's fine. And then somebody spouted out, it's graffiti. And I looked at the rock, and all of a sudden this curtain comes down, and all the 30 people disappear. And I'm looking at it, and I'm looking at it, and I said, the damn thing's a map. And then they started laughing at me. And they laughed at me for 4 hours. I came back for the second part of the course, and it was Pioneers of the Desert, and they laughed at me for another 8 hours. So I wanted to forget about this thing, and I said, I'll never even think about this rock anymore. I was so embarrassed. So about 2 or 3 years later, I'm under the VA for going to school, and you got to maintain your grades, and every first of the month, you got your red letter, red paper, and it said, you got to keep your grades up. Well, I was an A student. How could I keep my grades up? I already am an A. How can you keep your grades up? You send me this nasty letter every month. So I went, and I was taking a articles writing class. And any creative writing, that's creative writing, any creative writing class, you get your A if you turn in all your assignments. You got 3 assignments for the semester, and you turn them in. I'm down, the VA's pushing on me. And I'm down to my last assignment, and I'm stuck. I got writer's block. I can't think what to write. And I said, I'm going to write about that pictograph out there. And I wrote about it. and I'm in the class, and everybody gets a copy. They photocopy your what you wrote of your article, and everybody's there, and I start reading this, and there's silence, and I'm finished it, and this little old lady jumps up, "You can't do that!" And I looked at her, I smiled, and I said, "Ma'am, I just did." And that was the beginning of writing professionally.
Well, and it's been a great course for you. The book, several books here we're talking about. The book we talked about focused on the last time. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, in the archives, or if you go to any of the podcast channels, you'll be able to hear that that first program we did, The Lost Dutchman Mine and Peg Leg Pete Mine by Harold Cohn, that's C-O-H-N, our guest on the program. Also talking about The Stone Spoke, which is available as well, for example, at Barnes & Noble. All of that available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the supposition essay. Talk about writing that. I know for Peg Leg, you put, 5 years of research into that. So these are just not some guesses. This is supposition based on a lot of knowledge, isn't it?
Yes, it's a lot of knowledge and luck. And it's a combination of knowledge and luck. And if you get lucky, you did it. And I wrote a different essay. I got to find the name of it. It's about, here it is.
Harold Cohn, our guest on the program, and you'll find information on the books that we're talking about if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Harold, go ahead. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Okay. Up in St. George, Utah, I'm visiting my wife's father and mother. They were older. And we go there 3 times a year, and her sister told me about petroglyph. That's where they scratched on the rocks at exit two when you first come into St. George. So I go over there, and she told me, you go over there and you just go down the road and you just find it. So the first time I went down the road, I go down, I'm going down, and all of a sudden I'm going up, and I hit the Utah-Arizona border. I know it was that because the road was terrible on the Utah side. It's a fire road.
Okay.
And I'm going up. I go up 10 miles on a road that was 4 lanes for a fire road on the Arizona side. And I get up there and I look around and I say, well, there's nothing here. And I turn around, I come back. And about a year or two later, I come back again and I take this trail road, which was rough. I had a four-wheel drive, but it was still rough. And I go down about 5 miles, and then I turned right on it, and I go about 10 miles down a service road for telephone poles, and I find out I'm lost. So I come back, and I get back up, and I see some houses, and I go on that road and not back on that terrible road. And I get my GPS, and it takes me back to Highway 15, and I'm got home again. So I never thought I'd find this petroglyph out there in the desert. So about a year later, we're in the Motel 6. We're checking in St. George, and we're checking in because her mother died, and her father was in a nursing home, so we couldn't stay at the house no more. So we're in this Motel 6, and I pick up a newspaper, the Spectrum, and it's free, and it's about 3 days old, and I found this article, the bean-colored rock petroglyphs.
Okay.
And there was this symbols that had two mountain goats or borrego on it, and they got a Native American going head to head fighting with a mountain goat, and I wrote an essay about it. So the essay, that was 17 years ago, and then I went talked about on your show, and I about this. I sent you articles on it, but it has different things scratched on the rock.
Well, it does, and it's fascinating. The article, what you wrote, was The Stone Spoke. And
The Stone Spoke is, that's the first one.
Yes.
Here's a separate article that I wrote. After I published the book, I wrote this one. I slack off and don't do things. But this was after I published the book, The Stone Spoke.
Okay, and then, interesting, because I love the title of The Stone Spoke, because if you know how to interpret this, the stones really speak, don't they, with the pictures on them?
Yes, it's what it shows is, well, when I first saw The Stone Spoke, everything, the lady that was giving the talk said, had to be spiritual.
Yes.
And then it had to be sexual. It had to be about sex. One of the two things. Are you making babies? So what happened on that is when the priest came up and he asked the Native American, he says, what is it? And he says to the Native American, it's spiritual. Oh, that's good. That's what the priest says. That's good. Then he said, the priest says, is it fertility? But in a different word. I don't know the words he would use, but
yes,
he says, is it fertility? So he wants babies. He wants you to pray. He wants you on your knees. He wants you making babies. So the Indian says, shakes his head, yes, whatever you want. And I went on to discover that out the Anza Borrego Desert, where this rock is, it was a map from the desert about 60 miles to San Diego. And it told you how to get to San Diego. It was a map. So now, and most of the time, if somebody's talking, giving an interpretive program and talking about the Native Americans, it's always spiritual or it's fertility.
Yes.
And it's just an easy way, but they were smart. They knew how to make maps. That's the first thing they made was a map.
It's fascinating, the history. With us on the program is Harold Cohn, that's C-O-H-N. The several books that we're talking about, The Stone Spoke, that's still available. Check that out, like Barnes & Noble. And The Lost Dutchman Mine and Peg Leg Pete Mine. We talked about that the last time Harold was with us on the program. You'll find that at Amazon and all the usual places. Time is going by so quickly. A few minutes left in the program. With all the research that you've done, with the articles that you've written, the supposition essays, what do you hope the readers take away from reading The Stone Spoke and The Lost Dutchman?
I hope they take away that everything that's said, the main thing is, if it's written, it's true, and it's probably a lie. And the other thing is, man is lazy. He's like water. He's going to take the easiest course to get where he is. And when he gets there, he wrote it. It's true. But he believes it's true anyhow. And the thing is, you gotta have an open mind and look and see what you could find.
Well, and that really comes out as you're reading this. If you keep your mind open, and even if you get laughed at, you go ahead and you keep your mind open and you look, and you will see different things. That's something that Harold has, that perception that I guess comes from years of study, and he's able to actually see things after a while that other people give up on and take the easy route and come up with an easy answer and move on. I want to ask you, I mentioned poetry is something you were interested in at an early age, a published poet. Talk about where that interest came from. It's one thing to write words. It's another thing to write them in poetic fashion. Was that easy for you? Was that fun to write poetry?
Poetry is wonderful. You can say things, you can play tricks, and you can entertain. You're an entertainer in a way, and poetry is, they go, and people don't understand the beauty of it. I took a poetry class, and I had to write about my favorite poet for my final. Well, only one I know is E.E. Cummings. I know there's a lot of great poets, but E.E. Cummings is very interesting. And he wrote a poem called, it's called Anyone, oh God, it's the first line, Anyone Did Something, now I'm getting so old.
Well, I think I've got what, Anyone Lived in a Pretty...
Howl Town.
Yes, yes.
And I wrote an interpretation of Anyone Lived in a Pretty Howl Town, and I did it for my final, and I got my A. And the poem is really great. It's from where I look at it. Besides being beautiful to read, but he was telling you a story, and the story was how this man lived in a town with everybody. You had to do Pretty Howl Town. You had to do, this is how you do it, and don't think outside the box, because if you do, we're going to punish you.
Yes.
And it's beautiful. I'll send you a copy of it.
I'd love to see that.
You got a copy of the poem. I don't know if I got a copy of the essay. I don't think so.
Well, you do such a nice job with the essays and with the poetry as well. We neglected to talk about your gift, your talent for poetry the last time you were with us, and we've a minute or so left in the program. What are you working on now? With that mind of yours, I'm sure there's something that you're working on.
Okay, I'm working on the baked bean colored rock petroglyphs.
All right.
And it has a inverted U out, which was on the Las Vegas map, was Highway 95 and Highway 93 in Vegas, Las Vegas, and I found out what the Indian was looking at. He's up on top of Mount Charleston's Peak. He's in Las Vegas, and he's looking down on this inverted U, south and east of where he's at. And he's traveled from St. George, Utah, down into Mount Charleston. And he's looking there, and I found out what the inverted U is. It's Black Canyon, and Black Canyon is where he was headed, and Black Canyon is the site of the Hoover Dam, where they put it's very narrow on the Colorado River. And that's what he was looking at. That's where he was going. And what the Indians did here in San Diego, and they would stay in the mountains during the summer. And when winter came, they went down to the desert where it was warm. So what he was doing, he was going from St. George, Utah to Vegas to Black Canyon to stay for the winter. And that's very interesting.
Well, it's a fascinating, all the work that you've done, the study, the interpretation, the supposition that goes into your essays and the poetry that we talked about. Now, the two books we've talked about specifically on our programs, The Lost Dutchman Mine and Peg Leg Pete Mine, by Harold Cohn, that's C-O-H-N, book available at the usual places, Amazon and those places. The Stone Spoke, which is available places as well. I'll direct you to Barnes & Noble on that. Harold, it's been so much fun having you on both of our programs, talking about, poetry on this program, as well as the articles you've written, the supposition essays. Thank you, sir, so much for being with us on the program. It's a pleasure. Keep up the good work. Hopefully we'll talk again in the future. Looking forward to finding out more about the baked bean-colored rock. So fascinating what you're able to look at, able to see, and able to discern from that. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much for having me on.
It is our pleasure. It's Harold Cohn, C-O-H-N. The book's The Lost Dutchman Mine and Peg Leg of Pete Mine. That's one book. You'll find that wherever books are sold. And The Stone Spoke, available, send you to Barnes & Noble. And all of this, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.